If you recall last time we were together, which was yesterday, we were talking about a very interesting halacha, and that is what happens if your talis rips near the corner. So there's a problem of how you're going to sew, or if you can sew up that tear close to the corner, because either, according to Rashi, you know, we're scared that maybe you use one of those strings. You know, you'll get confused, which people do very often. And therefore, you might use one of those strings. According to Rav Amram, the problem is that since it ripped, it's like not there. That area doesn't have a halacha of a beged, and therefore, it's not, like not there. So let's, again, we talk about the differences between those two opinions, the nafkaminas that come out from it, but let's take it a little further today in Hay. Im nikra min nekav sha'atzitzis tolibo. So let's say, again, we're talking about if there's a tear on the corner of the bag of the talus. Let's say the hole ripped itself. The hole, which the tzitzis are threaded through, that hole itself ripped. Ulamata and further down. So you probably know this halacha. Im kadam hatlalas tzitzis lakera. So if you put in the tzitzis before the rip of the hole came, shoso tzitzis hayal sham b'shas lakera, because those tzitzis were there when, at the time of the tear, the hole tore, kasher. So as you know, it's okay, right? Because the tzitzis were put in properly. So even though now, right, we have the hole and it ripped, right? So we learned this before. So this is a chazara, that halacha. So that tear would be, again, I'm not saying, but we're going to take it into a different. So as you know, the tzitzis are still okay. Since when the tzitzis were put in, the hole was positioned properly. As long as it's there's something left. V'im nikra v'nishtar mimenu kolshu, as we just said, as long as there's a little bit left, right? As Mr. Maga just said, the tafro, and then you sewed it. So now, you know that halakha. So okay, I sewed it, I fixed it up. But now, based upon what we were learning yesterday, let's throw it into another direction. The achar, next page 55, the achar kach, but let's say you then sewed it up, and then you put it into a tzitzis, imhu shel tzemer kosher. So if it's of wool, the sewing is of wool, it's no problem. According to everybody. Because the tzitzis are wool and there's no problem. We're according to Rashi. The im who shall charmin him, but if now let me explain that. So the Ber Halacha explains that what we're talking about now is again. So if the rip, I should have explained this a little better. If the rip was before the tzitzis went in, so now there's a problem. I have to sew up the hole before I put the tzitzis in. So. Right? So nishtar memenu kol shehu. So now there's the tafro, so I sewed it up. Vakach etil bot tzitzis. And afterwards I put the tzitzis in. Right? So that should be okay, right? I sewed it up. There's a hole. The hole, now again, the hole is not in the right place because there's a rip. So now the hole is too close to the corner. So I sewed it up. And then I put in the tzitzis. What's the problem? Right? Based upon what we've learned previously, everything seems to be good, right? No. Now there would be a problem based upon what we were learning yesterday. Im hu shel tzemer, so if the stitching they use to close the hole is of wool, kashul kolayama. So then according to Rashi and according to Rambam, it's okay. Why? Because first of all, according to Rambam, it's not a problem because I sold it up before I put in the tzitzis, right? I sold it up. So sew it up. But according to Rashi, it's not a problem also because what's the big deal if you use that string, right? Because it's wool anyways. I'm using wool. Vimu shel sharmin, but let's say I stitch it up with some other material, let's say, I don't know what they use today, polyester, I don't know what they use today. Cotton, I don't know. I have to ask a seamstress, believe that.
Is the rubber the Mishnah Brewer?
No, I'm in the Mechaber, back upstairs. All the way upstairs. First line, towards the end line. Vimu shal sharminim, if I'm stitching up, I'm closing up the hole with some other material of thread, shederach litfor b'chutim shal osamin, and it's normal to use that type of thread, right? Well, whatever it is, whatever the material of the thread, lo yitfor l'das Rashi. So then you shouldn't do that according to Rashi. Why? Because according to Rashi, then you're going to use, let's say, polyester, and you're going to have a thread. So then now, if you use one of that thread for tzitzis, that won't work because it's, I don't know what, right? Whatever the baguette is, it might be a different material. V'im nikra v'tafro achar kach. I'm sorry. V'im nikra v'tafro v'achar k'tilbot tzitzis ikal esvukei. So then again, if it ripped and then you sewed it up and then you put the tzitzis in, so then again, there's a suffix. Okay, let's do one more case like this. Let's say you wanted to put a piece of material on the corner of the talus. Right? So, and again, like we have a reinforcement. Right? In other words, it's not like there's no corner. There's a corner. But I just want to put another piece of material there to reinforce it. Not like the cases we talked before, right? It's fine. But I want to, so now, again, we're learning, I'm sewing something on near the corner. So again, you got to worry about Rashi and Rav Amram, well, not corner of Rav Amram, there's, but, well, corner, right, there's a, there's threads there, foreign threads, let me put it that way. Right, or not only the corner, but as we mentioned before, around the hole, right? We, even back then, they used to sew around the hole to preclude the problem that we were talking about just a few moments ago of a tearing hole. Imatal shel meshi v'tavro b'chut shel meshi lovan. So let's say the talus is made out of meshi. Again, today we say meshi is silk. I don't know, whatever it is. It's some type of material. And you sewed on the patch on the corner, whatever you want to call it. Also, with threads, we're not talking about the patch itself, we're talking about what did you sew it on with. You sewed it on with white meshi thread. So then you know, you got a problem, right? Because according to Rashi, you're using threads of this, right, of meshi, and one might be sticking up, and you'll get confused, right, and think that's and add it to the tzitzis, and you got a problem. Shlotehei shum tfiro lamata mishloshim lamala. So corner Rashi, again, that's too close to the corner, or it might be the corner itself. So the corner Rashi, that stitching won't work. And the Rama says, v'huadim b'chom makom shetofer b'chut shu shal min atzitzis. And the chayshin shami yikachos ha'chut atzitzis. So again, the Rama says, this is true anywhere, that we're scared that maybe, you know, a foreign thread would be sticking out, so you have to be careful. So now, again, the Mishnah Brura talks about this patch that we all have on our talis, or talis kantons also, right, to reinforce the corner, right? They all have them, as far as I know. So he says it's best that reinforcement patch, for lack of a better word, should be something that's 3x3, 3x3 at spouse. And then you yosa corner everybody. And if you look at it, that's what our patches are, right? So in other words, corner of Amram, it's not a problem because it's a significant gebeged. Corner Rashi, again, it's also not a problem for the reasons we mentioned before. Okay, Tezayin, new area, very important, and it's very interesting. Shear talus. How big is this talus? Now, again, when we talk about talus, it's not just the talus, what we call a talus, but we also have a thing called talus cotton. I don't know, again, I think the vernacular, again, I haven't taken a poll, but people call that tzitzis. Well, we wear under our shirt, people call it tzitzis, and I remember in the old days, the old men used to call it talskotten, right? It's like one word, it's like yashkoach, talskotten, right? So anyway, how big does that have to be? Sheer talis shechayev b'tzitzis. So the size, right? Again, you can imagine, I have a four-cornered garment, I have a little thing, it's like a handkerchief. Maybe a handkerchief is kind of even bigger, right? You know, you have a small swatch of, I make a hole in it and you put it on. It's a little tiny little thing, and it's four-cornered, and it, let's say, whatever material it's made out of. So you have to put tzitzis on it. So the Machaber says, the size is shir atal shechai b'tzitzis. She's chas haba be'orach uverochav. It has to be that the length, the width and the length, the length and the width, rosho v'rubo shokatan. It has to be something that could wrap the head and the majority of a katan. Next page 56. Hamahalach levado v'shok. A kid, well, a little kid, I don't know if it's an infant, a newborn, cover the majority of a newborn head, small, right? So no, has to be a certain kid, right? Has to be a kid who's old enough to go by himself in the marketplace. And he doesn't need anyone else watching him. I don't know, that's like 25 today. I don't know. Well, the way things are today.
Israel, they say kids are 4 or 5 years old.
No problem. No parent. No problem.
They go to the grocery store.
Yeah. No, it's very. It shows you how sick our society is. I like you to know if I see a little kid walking down my street and I think they're, I like run out. I look like, where's that?
Where's your father?
And you know, so, Baruch Hashem. Usually it's, but even then I get nervous. Like, well, why are you a house away? Like, you know, like.
They stand on the corner, the little kids, because they're not allowed to cross the streets in Israel. So they're waiting for an adult. So
any random adult.
But there's no adult with them.
Oh.
They're by themselves.
No, it's unbelievable how sick our, when you think about it, how absolutely sick our society is. It's in. So again, let's get back to the point. So the point is, you got a kid, now again, in our society, I don't know how we judge that. Like I said, you have to be 25, 30, I don't know. All that. Yeah. I assume that we have to go by a normal, again, not an American society, a normal society. So maybe like Eretz Yisrael, so far, I mean.
Younger.
Yeah.
Pretty smart, you know.
I don't know. 5 or 6, I don't know. A kid, well, but that's a whole discussion, again. But anyways, we take this kid, and it's enough to cover his head and most of his body. Okay? And the Rama says, "V'az chay v'tzitzis v'davka kishagodo lovsho pa'amim arai." It has to be enough material that an adult would go out wearing that amount of material once in a while. V'yotze bo l'shuk. And you go out in the shuk. Now again, that wouldn't be a good barrier, a barometer in our society either. But again, let's just leave that. So now again. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Gimel, when we're talking, the Ramah said when a gadol will go out once in a while, not regularly, we're not talking about, 25 years old or 30. We're talking about somebody, a gadol meaning a 13-year-old. So in other words, what we got right now is it's enough material that a kid would cover the most of a kid, and a 13-year-old, it'd be bare minimum. That, you know, he'd go out and he wouldn't be totally embarrassed. Now, again, there's obviously a long Mishnah, as you can see, Bir Halacha on a long, a lot of Bir Halacha. One of the things Bir Halacha points out is, again, there's a lot of discussion on this. Then we talk about that he'd go out to the shuk. I don't know. So the Mishnah Berurah says that the same thing applies. It doesn't necessarily mean to the shuk, but it means he'd go out in front of his house. Go out to the front of his house. So now maybe we can understand a little better. Like, you got a 13-year-old, they'd wear this, you know, just go out to pick out, nobody gets a paper delivery anymore. I don't know. To pick up the Amazon package. Oh, there we go. You know, I have to make it more up to date here. Nobody picks up a paper. So that would make more sense, right? Like, a 13-year-old go outside, you know, to pick up an Amazon box in front of their house. So again, that would be the amount of material. Now again, it gets a little more complicated. The Bir Halacha also talks about that we go by the katan as he is. So another thing that again, there's lengthy Mishnah Berurah on this, and the Mishnah Berurah says that the whole, right, every tzitzis system, whatever layout, whether it's a V-neck or a round neck, right, they all have a hole, or you gotta get your head. So that area does not count. It does not count. Okay, we're running over time. We started late. But Emir Tashem should be discussed for my grandmother, Rivka Rokobas Shmuel. And we'll continue this tomorrow. Again, what is the size? And this is very, very important. And we'll see, again, you can imagine why. Again, we'll have Mishnah Berurah to talk about. We'll also be in there to see an Orach HaShulchan. And also a tshuva by Rav Moshe Zecher Tzadik Livracha. Also on this, again, the size, minimal size of tzitzis.